Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it's Wednesday.
I love
the research and stuff. Love you. Time has taken flight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Yeah, it was Memorial Day weekend, so I didn't do one, but thank you so much. I am back. What a program we got for you in the Coronavirus Studios and Quarantine Central, folks. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. This is Wednesday. The Democratic Circle is getting ridiculous as Biden's politically weaponized FBI is to try to block and tackle and defend, you know, because all this, I mean, there's so much evidence with corruption with this Biden family, but, you know, and then McCarthy is coming in and he's going to hold the FBI director in contempt and all this stuff, but then he's doing this, which is good, but then he's like, I want to see the government default. I want to see. And someone one time told me, really? I said, yeah. So what? I mean, what does the post office deliver but spam, junk, or bills? I don't care. Shut down the government completely. Yeah, I know it's going to, I'm not talking just a politician. Name one thing the government solved. I mean, name one thing the post office has solved. Not name one thing any government entity has solved. Nothing. I'm going to get into that. Song Boycott Target is number one. It's huge. I don't know if you heard, but Benny Johnson actually went out to a Target, and guess what? They still had Pride stuff on mannequins. They still had onesies that had Pride stuff on it, and I'll get into what the Pride flag really represents and why it should be nowhere near a little infant. And it basically, he basically proved that they didn't remove anything, and now there's internal memos that are being leaked that basically say, yeah, we need to do something. We need to fix this. Three off-duty Marines allegedly attacked by a horde of teenagers on California Beach. I'm going to get into that because it's sickening. You know, of course, Kohl's now has backlash for having Pride onesies and all this stuff. The design of satanic apparel that was, you know, for little kids and toddlers and all this stuff that, you know, he's supposedly not a Satanist and all this stuff. Yeah. Don't think so. Oh, yeah. Consumer confidence falls to a six-month low. We don't have Biden supporters. We just have Trump haters because I don't know how anyone can support the way this country's going. I mean, considering my niece got a cheeseburger and a small fry, and it was almost $13. When I could get two cheeseburgers, two fries, and two drinks for like $6 when I was a kid. It's just crazy. And we're all feeling the effects of it. But don't forget this, folks.
Proverbs 18:21 says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. You must understand, though the tongue does not seem like it, it's powerful, maybe not muscular, but what the tongue says can speak life or death to situations, to circumstances, to friends and loved ones, to employers and employees. You have so much power in the way you speak. You have power in the way you speak to your children or your spouse. I have learned to speak without being offensive, to listen without being defensive, and to always leave your opponent with their dignity. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Everything starts with Word. rapidly to the people you love. You only have them a little while. Most of all, speak comfortably to yourself. The power of life and death is in the tongue. So that means you can have what you say. Change what you say, and you can change what you have. It's not dependent on anybody else's conversation or speech or response or dialogue. Your outcomes are not determined by the metrics of their response. When you speak life, irregardless to their reaction, it will bring life. For that which is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is born of the flesh. Start speaking out of your spirit and not out of your pain. You'll be surprised how that will change your life.
The tongue can bring death or life to those who love to talk, but we crap the consequences. Proverbs 18:21, New Living Translation. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and thank you so much, and welcome to the conversation. Folks, I want to get into this because this has been something that sickens me. And someone said something, and I kind of, okay. This comment makes kind of sense. Three off-duty Marines allegedly attacked by a horde of teenagers on California beach, and there's supposedly 40 going after three off-duty Marines. And this one guy goes, well, how do we even know they're Marines? And he goes, I say that because as a person that's in the Army, who is in the Army and served in the Army and has several Marine friends, those three Marines might have lost in the end, but they would have taken out three or they would have defended themselves, and they would have taken out, they would have done some van damage and taken out maybe four or five. They would have hit some people and done some stuff to defend themselves before. And they say the fact that they got right into a fetal position almost instantly, he questions that. Whether they're Marines or not, it's unexcusable what they did, no matter what. Because supposedly they're ex-Marines, and I guess they were lighting off fireworks, and it was, you know, when you have PTSD and stuff from stuff, certain things trigger you, and bye-bye. And I guess they were like, enough's enough, and how dare you, and they attacked them. And this one guy, if they were true Marines, they would have fought back. They might not have won, but they would have done something. So, who knows? And it's inexcusable. That's the difference between my generation and this generation. My generation would have gotten their butt beat at school and their butt beat at home when they got in trouble. You can't touch me. Why did you hit my kid? Because he got out of hand. That's what's wrong. You have kids that the teacher takes away their cell phone and they mace the teacher. Well, give me my cell phone. Mm-mm. We just kept entering the wrong code until it locks you out for like 2 hours. There you go. Your phone's locked out for 2 hours. Good luck. Have fun. All right. Yep, you got to wait 2 hours. No respect, you know. No, these kids don't know respect. They don't know anything because they can't. Because they're not here. Oh, you here? I'll buy you. What do you want? Stop crying. No, instead. Oh, you came in last place. Well, here's your last place participation trophy. Wait a minute here. I busted my butt and I came in first, and their trophy is just like mine. No, yours says first place. Yours says last place. Kidding me? When I was a kid, we had these little 2-inch little tiny trophies that everyone got that just was just to say, hey, you played baseball. They had these gigantic big ones for first, second, and third place. Yeah, we were always like, Oh, we didn't come in last place this year. Sweet. For like 2 years I did it. I played like when you swing till you hit the ball. Yeah, just go to first. Sweet. Yep, my parents were like, yep. Yep, there goes that one. We're not going to be able to retire off of him. But there's no repercussions. I mean, I wish I was there. I don't care. I might go down, but I'm going to knock out three or four in the process, because there's things you can do. If you hit them just right in the head with both hands, you can render them like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for a while, because it disorients them. Things you can do that will not hurt them, but they'll be screwed up for about 25 minutes not knowing what day it is. In fact, I tell people, you know, as a person that supports the Second Amendment right, I pray to God I never, ever, ever have to pull my gun out. Not today. How dare you? You know, it's all these people that support... Oh, yeah, that's right. They support abortion, but when it comes to school shooting, how dare you support guns? Did you see all those kids? All those kids that were killed at that school shooting today, and you want to support gun ownership? How dare you? Oh, what does your Planned Parenthood shirt say? It's a woman's right. Oh, I guess killing a baby in the womb is okay, but killing a kid in the school is not okay. You know, I mean, what's the difference? What, you know, it's just a different trimester between 2 months and 6 years. I mean, it's a different trimester, folks. That's all it is. Benny Johnson, as I move on, actually went to a Target, and they still had Pride mannequins. They still had all this Pride stuff in onesies for little infants and toddlers. Onesies. T5, T6. Pride onesies. And when he basically exposed it, they haven't gotten rid of any of that stuff. It's still there. Like, there have been now new internal documents leaked from an inside source that now these documents say that you need to get rid of it, because I guess they're getting backlash beyond belief now that what they said they were going to do, they didn't do. Now they're getting exposed for all this LGBTQ stuff still being there when they said they were getting rid of it. Don't worry, the guy that's the satanic worshiper that designed all this stuff, like Satan supports pronouns, yeah, that dude, he's not a Satanist, doesn't believe it, yeah. Okay, so you understand. How dare you? You're supposed to love everyone. You're a Christian. How dare you? You're not a true Christian. Show me where Jesus sinned with the sinners. No. Show me. He was with the wretched and the poor and the sinners and the wretched, but guess what he did? Oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't do any of that. I usually now tell the time, your mom's an alcoholic. Your mom, I love my mom. I support her. She's great. Do I support the alcoholic she is? No. Just, of course, that's going to get cut, pasted, and edited, but my mom is not an alcoholic. But I'm just saying, my mom's a drug addict. I love the mom, not the drug addict. Don't worry, folks. You can love the Pride people, just not support what they're doing. Because, see, the Pride flag is kind of like a sticking the middle finger out at people saying, hey, guess what, folks? I can come out now, and me and my boyfriend and me and my girlfriend, we get it on. And we do, it's very sexually explicit. It's our freedom. It's a freedom flag for gay and lesbian people to say, yes, we get it on sexually. It's a sexually charged flag that, hey, I have a partner and I do all kinds of stuff with them. There's a video where a guy goes to a school board meeting and explains what the pride flag is about, like what I'm doing to you and why it should be nowhere near children or kids. But they're having pride flags and onesies and stuff for little infants. When it's basically a freedom flag that, hey, I can finally come out and say, hey, I got a girlfriend or I got a boyfriend, and two guys and two girls get it on like Donkey Kong. If the house is rocking, come on in, man. You can join. We don't care. Oh. Pride. Pride flags have no business being in schools. They have no business being targeting 1- and 2-year-olds. But then you got mentally deranged people that say, how dare you? You shouldn't, how can you tell your kid, how can you tell what gender your kid is? It hasn't made up its mind what it is yet. Just because you look between the legs doesn't mean that's what the gender is. Yeah, that's what it is. Sorry, folks. Show me a human being with male biological parts that gets pregnant. Biological male with male genitalia. Show me how a human with male genitalia can get pregnant and actually give birth. I'm not talking a woman with female parts claiming to be a man getting pregnant. I'm talking about a biological man with male private parts getting pregnant. It ain't gonna happen, folks. You can try all you want to, but it's not gonna happen. That's what I hate when I see all these things. Man gives birth, and you read, and it's like a woman who kept her uterus, and they do a C-section to have the baby. I'm like, that's not... Don't worry, folks. Maybe we'll get to these people that, how dare you? You can't tell your kid what gender it is. It has to make that decision for itself. No, it's pretty obvious. You look between the legs and you can tell what the gender is. Because a human with male genitalia can never get pregnant. Now, some person that needs help, who's a man, who thinks he's a woman, will never get pregnant. A woman who thinks she's a man can get pregnant if she still has all her female body parts. It's not a man getting pregnant, it's just a woman. Now, I'm a man. Yeah. No, you're not. But when you have places like, and that's the thing, and that's one of the things I've tried to figure out, and I've asked this question on the program many, many times. Okay, Budweiser is down like 30%. Target has lost over $9 billion in the first week. Why are companies like octupling down on this crap? Why do they keep shoving this down our throats? Target didn't get rid of that stuff, and now when people have come out and proved that, hey, this stuff wasn't removed, now I guess they're getting even more backlash. Why are companies tripling down, octupling down on these? They're losing money hand over fist. Apparently, then you got LGBT people coming out. Corporations need to be standing with us and be warned. They need to stand with the LGBT. Yeah. Yeah. Maybelline's in the toilet. Budweiser's in the toilet. Target's in the toilet. Kohl's is going to be going in the toilet because they're having onesies for little kids. And remember, folks, the pride flag is basically a sexual revolution flag that says, hey, I'm a guy and I'm with another guy, or this is a girl and she's with another girl, and we get it on like Donkey Kong. It is a very sexually explicit flag, and it has no business being on onesies from little kids or in the classroom. Don't believe me? There are people in the LGBT community saying the same thing I am. If you don't want to listen to me, you can listen to them, because they're out there. It's disgusting. If you support pride stuff on onesies, you might as well, I would consider yourself a child predator. But I've had friends that were transgender. I had a friend that from like when he was 2 years old, he always knew he was a chick, even though he was born a man. He always, from like day one, the earliest memory, "Mom, where's my dogs? I'm a girl." "No, you're not." He always wanted pink stuff. He always wanted a dress and all this stuff. And he explained to me what the flag means and what it was about. And some of the stories he talked about, what he did. It's just sad. But the designer of Satanic Apparel says, "I do not believe in Satan after Target pulls brand's merchandise." Well, they really didn't pull it, because you can still see the stuff on the shelves. Benny Johnson proved that all this stuff is still there. And they finally, there's an internal document that has been leaked that basically says that now they're like, "You got to get rid of this because we kept it all and people are backlashed." But it's not being, how would you say this? It's not boycotting. It's like, okay, you do this, we're done. You disrespect my country, you're done. I mean, if they came out and said, okay, yeah, folks, anyone that took a knee during the national anthem, yeah, you're done. You're off the team, yada, 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 okay. Nope. Nope. Boycotting, it's like, hey, we're never going to use you again. Sorry. I mean, because that's part of the problem, because I love Max, but they're not really a conservative company, but Windows isn't any better either. Kind of have to pick the lesser of the two evils. They're both anti-American. They're both not constitutional. It's like we're probably going to switch to Patriot Mobile here. And the problem is everyone, that's the number one. Well, no one buying a cell phone, no one doing cell phone service right now that's getting in the game is putting up towers. If you're like a Pure Talk or Patriot Mobile or one of these like Cricket, you're piggybacking off of a Sprint T-Mobile tower or a AT&T or a Verizon tower. And that's where we're at in this world. Minutes left in the program. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. It's just this world we live in. I don't understand. It's not the America I grew up in. I don't understand this world. They got too many entitled kids. I mean, at least Brittany Griner, that WNBA player, at least she realizes what she, I did not realize how good I had it here. Yeah. Anyone that thinks this country's so bad needs to go to Cuba, needs to go to a third world country, needs to go to go to Russia or Ukraine, go to a communist country that you want so badly here and see how great you have it. I mean, heck, you got 50 shot over the weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson, Chicago. 50 people shot, 10 fatally. Put Lori Lightfoot in the place, what's the difference? Nothing. They don't care. I don't care. This is crazy. Every week in Chicago, even with Life It Out, more, it's going to be the same old, same old. And that's the problem you're going to have. Let's just do term limits on Congress. Yeah, you're going to get a Lori Lightfoot, and you're going to bring someone else. You're going to get rid of a Kamala Harris, but you're going to bring someone just as bad in. This is crazy. You know, and that's the problem. Like Representative Byron Donalds of Florida, he's a Republican, stated that he was voting no on the debt ceiling agreement reached by House GOP Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden, claiming that it keeps Joe Biden and the Democrats' policies and spending goals intact. I mean, you got Chip Roy calling the debt ceiling garbage, but better than a massive uptick. I think House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Reps Garnett Graves and Patrick McHenry were in good faith trying to get the best deal they could. Yeah, whatever. They don't care. They're just, how can I line my pocketbooks? Defund the government. Defund it all. That's what I think. Yep, I mean, that's, what is the government solved? Name one problem, I will wait here. You want to call in and tell me what problem the government solved? I'd love to hear it. I love this. The government's like Amtrak. Oh, yeah, we forecast for a loss. Okay. And then you get money? Oh, why don't you forecast for a profit? That make a lot of sense. Like a post my producer posted a couple of days ago, there's no such thing as a Biden supporter, just a Trump hater. How can anybody support the country the way it's going? I remember when they used to have 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5 at Arby's. 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5. That's a bun with roast beef in the middle. 5 of those for $5. Now you probably can't get 1 roast beef sandwich for $5. Heck, you go out to Taco Bell and it's like $18 for 2 people. I wanted to get more, but it was going to be over $20 and all I had was $20. I didn't want to spend that much money. That's another thing, man. Take cash out. Try to get as much cash as you can and try to spend. First of all, when you use cash, you see how quickly money goes. Well, I took out $60. Yeah, well, you don't, well, see, when you use your card, well, you don't think about $18. You don't think about $5. You don't, $18, $5, $7. Next thing you know, you've spent $40. Crap. It doesn't seem like much, but that 17 adds up, that 5 adds up, that 3 adds up. And before you know it, oops, bankrupt. So what do? Cash. They can't go to a cashless society if people are using cash. I mean, we're technically a fractional currency. I mean, if everyone went to the bank and said, hey, I want to have money, they wouldn't have enough money. You'd be like in line. But, I mean, even our dollar is counterfeit, basically. It's what you can get for it. Like, if you want some food, it's worth what you can get for it. Here's $10. In my day, $5 got you 5 roast beef sandwiches. Now $10 will probably get you a regular roast beef and a small fry and a water. It's worth what you can get for it. It's what it is. Oh, yeah. Worth what it's worth. I want a digital currency. It'd be so much easier. Okay, well, give me some money. I don't want it in the digital account. I want it in my hand. Put money in my hand. I want to be able to buy something at a store without it being tracked. Yeah, you bought something off of someone at a garage sale and you didn't charge taxes and this and that, and we're going to come after you. I mean, the Supreme Court already ruled 9-0 that if I have a problem with my taxes, they can look into my niece Robin, they can look into my mom and dad, my mother and father-in-law, my brother-in-law's, their taxes, anyone on Facebook I'm friends with, they could, okay, yep, he's friends, and they can, without your knowledge, look into your finances because of you got audited. And you might not have thought you did anything wrong. And when they investigate you, they come after you, not because they were looking at your returns. Yeah. You could get audited for something that, hey, I did something. My taxes were crappy, and they come after me. I don't know. It's okay, folks. It's going to be okay. You can go on vacation to San Francisco because they're launching their first big ad. San Francisco's falling apart from years of decay and crime. And they've even had things in Beverly Hills. Posh Beverly Hills. Like, when you're in Beverly Hills, don't wear any expensive watches. Don't wear this and that. You know, be very careful. Don't, you know, like, they'll have places that they'll have an armed person that will actually take you with your merchandise out to the car. Or they'll say, hey, if you want, we can have it, like, securely shipped. And it'll be delivered to your address and yada, 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 and all this stuff. And so, but that's California for you. You have 40 kids beating up 3 off-duty Marines. And I do have to agree with that one person, you know, if they were, a true Marine would probably take out 2 or 3 of them at least, you know, do some band damage, and then they would eventually get, you know, overcome by them, but they would at least do some band damage. I mean, even Disney is getting backlash now because they have a male transvestite greeting children at Disneyland. I'm glad I grew up in a different time because this is not, kids should be kids. They shouldn't be exposed to this stuff. It's not, in my opinion, something that's for children. Pardon me. You can differ. You can think, oh, I think a kid should be exposed to graphic sexual stuff. I don't. And Democrats are even trying to keep it to where, like, they're going to try to find high schools and colleges and stuff who refuse to allow men to compete as women. See, that's what I'm calling it what it is. It's not a transgender or anything. It's a man who's no good, who's competing as a woman. Because in every instance that I've ever heard of, he couldn't compete as a man. He couldn't even last place in anything. And as soon as he said he's a woman, dirty, he's winning everything. Last place as a man to winning everything as a woman. And they're and Democrats are trying to find a way to fine colleges, universities, high schools if they do not allow men to compete as a woman. And it's right here. Nevada Democrats to fine schools $5,000 per day for banning males from girls' sports. And they did say in this Breitbart article, men from girls' sports. Now, I don't, now where's the Me Too movement? Where are all the feminists outraged that men are dominating women's sports? It's sort of like all these people that are wanting all these blacks removed from all these boxes, you know, like Aunt Jemima, a famous black person, a famous historical black person who was so famous that her pancake mix was so revered that it became an actual mix. Her thing was on there, but only Democrats would take a Land O'Lakes container, keep the land, but remove the Native American. How am I racist? Because I want to keep a black, famous black figure. Yeah, I'm offended by Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, O Magazine needs to go. Yeah, I'm offended. That's where we're at, folks. Where's the Me Too movement about all these men dominating women's sports and there's no outrage? Oh, there's a couple people, you know, but the majority, then it's just the person that's competing that's fighting up for women's rights. Well, sort of like Black Lives Matter, you know. Where are they when black-on-black deaths happen? Nowhere. Because they don't, you know, they don't care. Why aren't black people, why isn't Black Lives Matter a Planned Parenthood? Because those black lives don't matter. If black lives really mattered, Black Lives Matter would be protesting at Planned Parenthood every day. Yes. That's the world we live in, folks. The world that makes no sense. What they want is us infighting. While we fight, they win. And that's the truth, folks. People don't seem to realize that. And I talk about it a lot on my program that all, you know, where's, you know, and it makes no sense. The, you only do what Trump tells you to do. You don't think for yourself. And as soon as the vaccine comes around, those same idiots are, just get the vaccine, don't think. Like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it's been banned in America. The few doses they had left expired. You can't get it. There's all kinds of problems. There's a thing called CRISPR-Cas9. I don't know if you ever heard of this. They've cured someone in 2019 of sickle cell anemia. They put like a blood transfusion, and it corrects the issues with the DNA. And someone goes, someone's like, they can't. The vaccine doesn't alter the DNA, yada, yada, yada. Man, you conspiracy theorists, I'm like, have you heard of CRISPR-Cas9? What are you talking about, CRISPR-Cas9? I'm not, and I'll preface this. Can the vaccine change the DNA? I'm not saying it can or can't. I don't know. But CRISPR-Cas9 is where they put like a blood transfusion in you with stuff that corrects the DNA, and they cured someone of sickle cell anemia in 2019. And my doctor showed me the article and showed me the whole thing. because I have muscle issues that are DNA related that they would be able to cure me. It's possible. They've cured someone of sickle cell anemia. Does the vaccine alter DNA? I don't know, but they can't alter DNA because they've done it with somebody who no longer has sickle cell anemia. Common sense. You know, and a lot of these things, like, I would have probably $50 for everything I posted that was, it's false or misleading. I've had stuff where the company came out and said, yes, we did X, Y, and Z, and we're taking it down after backlash. And the stuff I posted came up as misleading or false. And like 3 days later, the company comes out and admits everything that my video proved that came back as false and misleading. Got about 15 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. You know, this is, I don't know how anyone can think anything great about this country. And the people that think this country is doing great are the same people that, how many stars are on the American flag? I don't know, like 100, maybe 200, I don't know. What's the capital of the United States? I don't know, the capital of the United States. America? Well, yeah, it was a trick question. Yeah, you got that one. What country is Hawaii in? Hawaii? No, it's its own country, right? Yeah, I don't know. Alaska is a part of what country? Canada? I don't know. I don't know anything. You want to vote? You have to pass a citizenship test. I say. I'd love to see if I can find it online and take it and see how well I do. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Holy cow. What, I mean, And I've said this before, I do think they're dumbing these kids down so that when they try to bring in a juju ideology, they don't know anything. I mean, don't worry, the government's going to fund it. Really? Who do you think funds the government? You do. That's right, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. The government funds everything. Yeah. Well, who funds the government? You do. They can have more of my taxes and I'll give more of my money so that people can have, until it's not enough. And then they keep taking and taking and taking and taking and taking. And next thing you know, bye-bye, you ain't got nothing. I don't understand this world. Wow. From a generation that realized where the money comes from to a generation that just, I mean, that it's like these people want the interpretation. I want $4 million per person. Yeah. Do the math. I think they should give like replications out in California, but they should do it in the California currency. And what do you think is going to happen if all of a sudden there's like $20 trillion just dumped into the economy? But don't worry, folks, the government funds everything. The government will, so don't worry, folks. Let's just keep spending. Ooh, they're spending my pay away. I mean, seriously, folks. Seriously, folks, wake up. We need to get these kids educated. What state is Hawaii? What country is Hawaii in? Hawaii is its own country, ain't it? No, Hawaii is not a country. It's an island, fool. It can't be a country. It's an island. They don't say the country of Hawaii. They say the island of Hawaii because it's an island. Don't worry, folks. You can't make this stuff up. And this is what's going on with the world. 82-year-old Al Pacino. Father's Day is coming early for the man as his rep confirmed the Hollywood star and girlfriend Nora Alfarat are expecting their first child together. 82 years old. Okay? 82 years old. Okay, let's go into the bozo pewter. Let's do some math. 100 minus 82. If he lives to be 100 years old, that kid will only be 18. Makes no sense, folks. Makes no sense, but hey, is it supposed to, an 82-year-old man having a kid? I want to move on now, folks, to some Premier League news. This is kind of interesting. Manchester United are in... Basically, everything's been agreed upon that they will go after Mason Mount. I'd probably take, Declan Rice or Mason Mount. I would take Casido over Rice. I'd take Casido. I don't mind Mason Mount if you're talking as a, okay, he's not our key. If he's not the marquee midfielder, then great. Take Mason Mount. If he's not the marquee signing, then great. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Mason Mount if he's not our marquee signing. Trust me. But I would take Casido. Now, if you got Casido and Mason Mount, then okay. I want to get like 4 players in or 5 players for the price of like, I want like 160 million pounds and get me 4 players, 5 players. I mean, Mason Mount's not bad, but if he's the marquee signing, then no. I mean, if he's going to be one of like 4 or 5 signings, you know, we need to get a bunch of players in and a bunch of players out. Like, if we could get Rice and Mount, then okay. You know, if we can get, like, Casido and... If we could get Casido, Mount, and Rice done, you know, that way, you know, strengthen the whole midfield, I'm down with that, you know. I just hope it doesn't turn into a... an Arsenal signing. Remember that Arsenal signing? That Bobby from Arsenal Fan TV said, yeah, Alexis Sanchez, yeah. And I was like, on cloud nine, we're getting, Alexis, like, why are they getting rid of him? And he was like the most overpaid, worst player ever. Oh, wow. And he's agreed to the terms, and they're now set to submit a formal bid. So I wonder who's in that, like that. Someone said this. Who's, is it the Glazers that are going to do this? Is it Sir Jim? Is it Qatari? Who's going to be doing this? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I'm interested to see. I can, as long as he's not the marquee signing, I'm okay with it. As long as it's not okay, yep, there's your midfielder. I got you one. No. So, you know, and that's the thing. You know, we got third place. And I think whoever is taking over the reins at Manchester United, they're not going to say anything or do anything because they're supposed to announce it on Friday and then maybe over the weekend, and they're not going to do anything until after the FA Cup finals. That way there's no way we can protest. It makes no sense for them to get 20% and keep for that $3 billion and Sir Jim. I don't make no sense. Take the $5 billion or whatever that Qatar's offering and go. It's more than they're worth. Now, I've had people say, well, see, I look at the $6 billion. If you were to say you want $6 billion for the club, here's $6 billion. We want the club. Well, not so fast. If you're willing to dump $6 billion, then maybe someone else will. Well, I think they just expected a crap load of people and they were going to get this big bidding war and maybe get a lot of money. And wait a minute here. Yeah, we only have a couple people really interested. I thought we were going to have, like, maybe Elon Musk or Apple or Mac or Amazon or, you know, a bunch of people. I thought there'd be nope. I don't know. Mason Mount. I think he'll be a good addition if we get. I'm afraid that it's going to be like, hey, here's your one signing, congratulations. And I hope it's something to where it's like, okay, they're not going to sit there for 2 weeks. There he is. You know, if it's a good deal, and they're not getting ripped off. Yeah, he's a 60 million pound player, we're going to pay 80. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Well, I guess Pochettino does want to keep Mount, but there remains a high probability he'll leave. Like, I think he's going to go. I don't think he's going to stay. I know, I think Chelsea is going to try to keep him, but he wants to go. He's already agreed to the terms, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, as long as he's not the one signing of the year, he's our summer signing. If he's not the marquee signing Mason Mount, then I'm okay. If we get a Casido and a Declan Rice, or a Declan Rice or a Casido with Mason Mount, and I'm cool with it. I want to see Casido. That'd be cool. But because a lot of people are having the same concern as I. Like, he's our marquee signing. As long as he's not, I mean, Neymar wants to join Manchester United, and if we get him for a real good price, yeah, because, I mean, I really want to get some youth in. So we'll have to wait and see. But just remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protector of divine providence, who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Monday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.